Matt's in the basement, mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement, thinking about the government. Jack's in a trench coat, badge I laid off, and says he got a bad back and wants to get paid off. Look out, Chris, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway, looking for a new friend. A man, a coonskin cap and a big pen, says he wants a new Rambo cast. So here you go again.
Woo-hoo!
Great, you're playing the Macalini, right? The macaroni. Yeah.
The macaroni.
The mandolin? Jesus.
The mandolin. Hey, I don't care. Hey, I'm not a Star Wars expert. What do
All
I
right, mean? Look, Jack says this every week. Hands down, that's my favorite. So
he didn't say it this week, though. Yeah,
I know, because I beat him to it.
Oh, did you?
I think he's still pissed about the whole Owen and Bruce thing.
Well, okay. No, okay. Well, let's before we start recording, Jay's joining us, by the way, because Chris can't. Chris is at the game 7 of the Stanley Cup. Go St. Louis.
Is he for real?
Yeah.
Good for him.
He's the one that said I can only record Wednesday.
Yeah, he was dodgy all week. I mean, he's like,
we said okay, we'll record Wednesday. He goes, I can't unless something happens. And I went. So finally, the next day, I realized, he's talking about the Stanley Cup. So he went to the Stanley Cup instead of
I just assumed that it was the straight Pride Parade. So
yeah, that's what we thought. Yeah, I mean, it was in Boston.
I thought he was going to a Trump rally. That's what I thought. But I was wrong.
Missed it by that much.
But anyway, so before we start recording, so Jay joins us, of course, late, and he goes, I can probably do that. Is that Owen Brew still on for tomorrow? I can probably do that. I'm like, what the fuck? Doing it right in front of me.
That's a sweet hat you're wearing, Matt. Like, I didn't realize Thanks. Owen Brew has his own merchandise right now.
Well, not quite yet. I haven't really.
The prototype.
Prototype, but I wanted to show
it. If you listen to the podcast, we've said it several times.
I have not listened to the podcast lately.
Years
busy being
I go on a 2 mile walk every morning, and usually I have like Pod Save America or something that's higher up on the list, and then eventually I'll get to all y'all shows. But
eventually,
that's great to have you as a guest saying, "Hey, I listen to other podcasts."
No, all the podcasts on the network are great, especially Owen and Brew's Barbecue, which I'm so excited that Owen and Brew's Barbecue exists, just because Disney Plus. Has these awesome Star Wars themed TV shows coming out. So I'm so excited for Matt's podcast.
You know what? I'm not going to even watch them.
Okay. So a little teaser though.
I don't want to interrupt you, but I do. I just want to point out again, before you guys were even born, I saw Star Wars.
I was going to invite you onto a show, but you know, I just thought, why?
I got crazy Hank TV. I got to worry about it. I don't have time for Owen and Brew's Barbecue. It's growing.
Okay, all right.
I don't have time for your piddly little podcast.
Okay, well.
How are we going to talk about Star Wars today?
That's why.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, there's only so many Jack jokes you can really handle in a week.
I'm your father.
All right, so
it's kind of like when Jim didn't invite Michael Scott to the office party.
That's how I feel like I'm Michael Scott. I go to my improv class and Michael Scott.
And just like Michael Scott, he will never let me forget it.
And then everyone goes to a dinner afterwards. And who do they leave behind? Me. It's like high school. It's like high school all over again. That's okay. Oh, sure. Jack. We're having a party. It's for only people that we know.
Hey, Matt. Speaking of Star Wars, do you have a Dagobah playset in your collection?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah,
I've never seen.
I was gonna give this to you if you didn't have one yet.
But... Oh well, thanks. But
I don't have one.
That's fine.
Does Nick have one?
I've never even seen that playset.
The Dagobah playset?
Yeah, never seen it. What year did that come out?
1780?
81?
Wow. Yeah, never seen it.
80. Wait, well, you've never seen the Dagobah?
I never seen the Dagobah playset. Yeah, I had a lot of Return of the Jedi.
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
Because that's when I was of age. But
I'm missing the stick that makes you lift Luke.
Yeah, I mean, this is basically just a shell. Like,
oh,
yeah,
how big is Luke's stick?
It goes through the tree and
oh.
I see your Schwartz is as big as mine.
The porch is with this one.
But for the Owen and Bruce tomorrow, are you going to talk about the big reveal from E3 today? The arcade one-up Star Wars.
Well, I guess we're talking about it right now.
Yeah, no, I mean, save it for tomorrow, but I just...
Okay.
Yeah, really, save it for tomorrow, because I don't...
All right, the teaser will be, or I'm putting out there, and knock on wood, that everything works out with everybody's schedule, but we're going to have a special guest on the show. Ralph is going to join us to talk about his recent visit to Galaxy's Edge.
Oh, so Ralph can be on the show.
Anyone could be on the show.
Yeah,
Ralph can be on the show. It's okay.
Yeah. Like anyone can be on the show as long as they're invited.
Yeah,
I feel like it's Jimmy Kimmel and Matt Damon. I'm the Matt Damon of the Jimmy Kimmel show.
I should have messaged you before this podcast, but yeah, clearly that was my mistake.
I like when we had everyone got together. What do we call it? Everyone comes to Raleigh and. I'm standing there, and Shandy goes, "Yeah, I can probably make another." I go, "Wait, she's going to be on again? I've yet to be on it, but that's okay."
I understand, Shandy's good, you know.
Yeah, I've never seen Star Wars, but okay, I'll be on the podcast.
It's really about the angle, you know, like who's coming on. What are they talking about? That's kind of what I look.
Yeah, I don't want to be on it anymore. I'm withdrawing my name.
Okay. Well, I haven't found your angle.
I saw it in the theater the first time it came out.
Crotchety old man.
I wasn't when it came out. I was a young, bright-eyed kid going.
I that could be your angle.
No, I don't.
His whole
want
life in front of him.
You know what? My angle, and then it turns out you go to the future. Going, oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah,
but you'll
get on the show, and then one of us will say, "God, where did you dig up that old fossil?"
Perfect. That's perfect. Yeah. It's not the age; it's the mileage.
Yeah. I don't want to be on it.
Okay, fine.
I said I'm busy. I got things to do.
All right.
Watch, and then Jack like somehow finds the Hangouts link, and then like joins. Oh, hey guys, I'm here.
I'll just sit there quietly. For
you got karaoke.
I've landed Nick a couple times. I'm sure Nick would be the one. So he'd be the Boba Fett.
Oh yeah.
Whatever.
He's no good to me, dead.
Whatever.
Good stuff.
So what's going on, guys? What are you guys been up to?
Nothing.
Is Jack just going to pout the whole episode?
No, I don't pout.
He's just bitter. He just festers. Then
it's okay.
Well, I spoke about my recent trip to DC last week, so I'm not going to bore anybody with that.
But it was fun watching it on Instagram and stuff. It was like a good time. Also, apparently, Ro is meeting with everybody. Ro and Drake the Destroyer is just meeting
Drake,
up with everybody.
Well, actually, Drake the Destroyer visited me.
I know.
And he brought me a gift.
Oh.
So, Drake, thanks again for the gift. Actually, my wife's been using it more.
What?
Really?
It helps her sleep at night.
Oh, huh. I never saw her as a...
This is an interesting, crazy Hank.
So, Well, if you saw in the last one, she's falling asleep. I go, you know what? I even said on the thing. I said, when you yawn, it puts the people watching to sleep. Can you not yawn?
I like that you changed locations though on the most recent episode. I thought that was a good.
Actually, it's been a couple episodes. But that's okay. you probably had your two mile walk. You forgot that we.
No, no, because I'm subscribed to the channel, and it'll show up on my YouTube homepage, and it'll show up in there. Okay. And I saw it, but I didn't see anyone's before that in the new look. Maybe
it's like the third or fourth time we switched locations.
Sorry.
At least you watched. I guess you know.
I thought you changed it because you killed your goldfish, and that's why.
No, I did not kill. I did not kill my goldfish.
You killed the goldfish.
The goldfish died. He passed away.
Oh,
Goldie.
Goldie, yes. And you know what?
Oh, Goldie!
This goldfish was a huge Star Wars fan.
He was made to suffer. It was his lot in life.
He was upset because he wasn't asked to be on the phone of Baruse. Yeah, I was going back and forth saying, should I put him in Jay's pond? But oh, I was worried about his safety, you know, because there's.
You put a goldfish in a pond?
No.
Oh,
our pond, our little turtle pond.
No, so but I fed, he always because he always every time I walked in the room he'd come to the tank and want food. I go okay, you know, I give him a little bit of food. He was fine. So I went around the night before I came in the next day. I go, God, it stinks in here. I go, oh no, the goldfish is dead.
But see, you should just let him come live in the pond because I've got 6 koi in there and like 40 goldfish. It would have been fine.
Someone would have. He probably would. I was all for it, but your mom said no. The grandkids love looking at the goldfish.
Yeah, but it was too. You only have a 10-gallon tank. Goldfish.
It's a 20-gallon tank.
That's a 20-gallon tank.
The 20-gallon tank.
I always heard that goldfish are like turtles. Like they only grow as much as their environment.
It's an old wives' tale. Well, so eventually they will stop growing, but their bodies just like kind of grow inward, and then they'll die a horrible death.
I was making it smoke like, and drink coffee to stunt its growth.
But and turtles too. Turtles don't stay small. They get big, and then eventually they either just die because they don't have space, or you need to get because like a ready or slider will get like 16 inches long. They're gigantic.
Yeah.
Mm.
But painteds or musk turtles are probably better for a tank just because they're smaller.
Well, now I just got 3 fish and a sucker fish.
Oh, good. You still have some fish then.
Yeah, I still have some fish. But it's funny. The other fish always stayed away from the goldfish.
Yeah,
because he was like king of the world. So now the other fish, come, when I walk in the room, they come out and they go, feed us, feed us, feed us, feed us. I go, look, no, you already ate today.
Well, the Zach for his birthday, one of the things on his list was he wanted a betta fish, which apparently is pronounced beta fish, but I've always called it beta.
Really called it beta.
I always called it VHS.
Man, you would be great on Owen and Baruch. Like it's just such fresh content. I don't know why Matt hasn't had you on yet.
Screw Matt.
But so we got a tank.
Screw Matt and his stupid hat.
we got a 5-gallon like starter tank from Walmart or whatever.
It was Zach's goldfish. He's the one that picked it out.
I understand it. So we got the tank, and then we'll let him go pick out the fish whenever we get the water acclimated appropriately.
Well, betas are pretty easy.
Speaking of Zach. I couldn't help but notice the photos that were posted this past week of Zach's accomplishment.
Oh yeah, pre-K graduation.
But, my thoughts immediately, just me being me, even though you're happy for the kid, I just kept thinking like, how bad you got to fuck up to not graduate from PK?
Oh, there were 3 kids left behind because they were caught dealing drugs. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're not to whatever, but there are kids that they kind of hold back if they're not ready or whatever. But it's not real. It's just more for the cute factor or something to do. Right. But even like when they say, I was like, oh, okay, whatever, it's stupid. But like as a parent, like when it happens, like I was crying. This song, like moving up to kindergarten, I was like,
yeah, they did the song from the Jeffersons. We're moving on up. Moving
on. It's like moving up to kindergarten, so long, farewell. And so I was just like,
it's growing up so fast.
We talked about our crazy life, and I said, I was honest. I said, when I first, I go, we're doing what? So he's graduating preschool and going to kindergarten. They're having a graduation for him. I go, how effing stupid, how fucking stupid is that? But when I got there, I was like, oh my God, this is so cool.
Yeah.
So you get there, and you know, you have that hard, you know, it's like, this is ridiculous. But then you get there, and he's so excited, and, you know, just.
And they had them all come up and say what they want to be when they grow up. So it's just really cute to have them.
I thought Zach was going to say, I want to be Bun Patty Bun.
Yeah.
I was hoping.
I was surprised he didn't. He gave his full name because he likes saying Zachary Lewis Glatfelter.
Zachary Lewis Glatfelter.
And then, and he's like, I want to be a train conductor. I'm like, all right.
I got yelled at because I kept sticking my tongue at him, and he kept sticking my tongue. We were both going back and forth, and my wife slapped me. Goes, "You're going to get him in trouble." I go, "I think he's already graduated. I think he can move on." Yeah, that's my job to to do things like that.
It's all fun until those student loans kick in for the pre-K.
Dude, being the person that has paid for the pre-K, it is more expensive than a state college. Is wow. Pre-K. Oh.
I just want to see like the cocky kid crossing, you know, with his cap and gown, like, what's up? I'm out of pre-K. And I was like, kid, just hold off. You were pooping your pants last year. Okay.
For Zach, it was less than a year ago.
See?
But no, it was really cool and sweet. And we kind of went straight from there to New York because Colleen's grandma or I guess now Zach's great grandmother had her 89th birthday party in New York. So we drove up there. We flew back on Frontier for the first time, like a discount airline.
Yeah, we've got it at Denver too.
And it was, I mean, honestly, it was like $40 for a ticket. And wow. For the $40, it was direct flight from Long Island to Raleigh. It was great.
That's really cheap.
I'm actually flying out to San Diego using Frontier, so I won't be available for 2 weeks for owner brews. but I'll be busy. If you're planning on doing anything from July 9th through the 20th,
okay,
I'm not available. Right. Put that down your calendar.
That kind of ruins my summer plans for sure.
But it's a direct flight from Raleigh. I've never had a direct flight from Raleigh.
Because San Diego is tough because it's such a small airport. They usually I've never had a direct flight to San Diego.
It's from here to Washington, D.C., which makes no sense. And then across country, or you know, usually I try to get the Houston one, or at least get to Houston. Mm. But no, direct flight, so I'm looking forward to it.
Nice, yeah, me too. I loved it. Like, I'm not sure if I said this or not. Like, so, I'll be in San Diego the week before for my company's conference, which is always the week before Comic-Con, and I'm supposed to be leaving Friday night. And I look at my boss. I'm like, hey, I don't see the point in me flying back on Friday night because I'm going to be there again on the Tuesday. So I'm just going to stay. He's like, oh, okay. He goes, well, just book your return flight then for like whenever you're ready to come back and we'll pay for it. And I was like, score. That's
what he paid for mine?
Wouldn't that be nice? So I was like, yeah, it was the same price. So
like, this is your first time, like, not just be able to drive down or take the coaster down. You have to fly because you're in.
Really? No, I flew down for the years I lived in Tennessee. You know,
No, I'm saying since you've moved,
we're in LA,
right? Yeah.
From Los Angeles.
Yeah, I mean that was pretty nice too because you take the train from Union Station, which I lived one stop from it, and take the train, which is like a 3-hour train ride. And then just get off.
Train ride.
Yeah.
Is it tough being away from like a good public transportation option?
Fort Collins is a good medium sized town. I can't think of what equivalent North Carolina would be like. But
probably Raleigh. Raleigh's not a big town.
I think Raleigh's bigger than Fort Collins. Like Collins is only like 160,000 people.
Oh, okay.
We have more than that. I think we have 161,000.
Okay.
Raleigh Durham area is like 2 million people, I think.
Yeah. But this is, you can tell it's a very much a hippie town. It's not Boulder hippie, but there's bike lanes everywhere. And a lot of like my coworkers are like, oh, yeah, I biked in 6 miles today. I'm like, why? Jay hears this from me all the time.
If you have bike lanes, might as well. 6 miles isn't bad on a bike.
Yeah, or whatever. I just got to that.
What if it's snowing? What if it's raining?
Yeah. But you hear them all trying to be physically fit and everything. And Jay heard me say, like, I constantly always think of Back to the Future Part 3 of just like, you know, run for fun. What kind of fun is that? Like, why?
I've been actually biking to work. So that is one of the joys that I can have in the summer. So, because my wife's off work, so you know, there's no like, got to get home for the kids off the bus or whatever. So, I love that opportunity to bike to work, and it's about 3 miles, but it's country roads, so there's no bike lane, and you're constantly like, please truck
to the place where I belong.
So,
Virginia.
We all thought the same song. Is that
what you said? Country roads. Okay, you set it up.
My plane's out of gas.
Anyway.
What? Too soon?
Again, I don't know why he hasn't had you on Owen Baruse yet. I mean, just hit after hit after hit.
I don't want to be on it.
But yeah. I definitely like Fort Collins, and the thing that sucks is that there's only really one major interstate that goes through Colorado, at least from the Front Range, which just goes north and south. And so the traffic on that is almost as bad as LA at times. So if I want to go down to Denver or Boulder, it's just like shit, you know. But it's not too bad. Like, I, you know, all the concerts and sporting things, I have to go down to Denver to see.
How far is Denver again?
It's an hour.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. That's not too bad. But like, it just depends. Like I said, like on Saturday, I drove to Boulder, and I get in the truck, and it says 30 minutes to get to Boulder, but yet the traffic took me an hour and 5 minutes to get there. So like,
that's the same thing here. Like, it'll say like 7 miles away, but it's 30 minutes. You're like going, why? Why does it take so long?
Yeah, and they're just as guilty here as everywhere else. Is that the left lane? They do not understand the left lane is for passing. You know, so you'll have two people driving parallel at 55 miles an hour, and you just want to wedge them off the road.
Well, here's legal.
To wedge them off.
You can just love tap them.
Push nice.
Them
off.
It's like NASCAR.
Yeah, exactly. It's rubbing
that's
is racing.
Not legal. Just ask Richard Petty. It didn't work out for him.
Oh, well, I've been doing it since I moved here, and no one said anything to me about it.
You do kind of want that, like a nice snow plow on the front of your truck. Yeah, like...
You just get the side of their bumper, kind of turn them sideways, and you just keep, mm-hmm. keep going.
Exactly.
Also, Dale Earnhardt too.
Yeah.
Ooh, too soon.
Speaking of,
that was way too soon. John Denver was like in the 80s or 90s, right?
Yeah, I mean, come Earnhardt, on. 2001.
But you say that here, they'll shoot you.
Number 3.
It was about
19 years ago.
You can't make mm-hmm. Earnhardt jokes. I was in Vegas when that happened.
I was in Vegas too. Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, we were together because I was in Vegas when Whitney Houston died.
Because he's. Well, I mean
famous people.
Oh my God, I was too.
Famous people die when I go to Vegas.
Oh, dang.
Actually, when I travel because Harold Ramis died.
You're saying the hosting crew of Onan and Brews should never go to. Never let you go to Vegas because one of us might go.
I might just go for the hell of it.
Earnhardt's way he died, though, because one, he was one of the best, if not the best, NASCAR drivers of all time, and then he died
second best. I mean, Richard Petty, number one.
Yeah, true, but like, but he died trying to let his son win the race. You know, so it's just like he.
Sure, that's the sporting.
Well, it's his Darryl Wall trip. It's like Darryl was number one and his son was number two, right? They're both. He was trying to protect both of them, I think.
Right. So, but that's something like it's just like one of those things where it's like he was
the Jesus of NASCAR, is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. He was. Yeah. He could rock those sunglasses and that little stash. He was awesome.
Speaking of sporting events and people dying, Saint. What is it? The Blues are up on the Bruins right now, 2-0.
Oh. The Bruins are a later, like a third period team. So
they got to bring the heat.
And after hearing that,
end of the second period right now.
You're just getting me pumped. Sorry, Jack. You're just getting me pumped to hear the story next week of how many people Chris has assaulted at this game.
On that note, it's time for a commercial break. Anyway, continue.
What was the timestamp on that? So I can make sure.
I didn't start the time because I was too pissed off before we started. 8:05. 8:05.
That's the time. It was my 8:05.
10:05 when we start.
I don't know.
Well, you know,
just call in. You just have to find it.
Just look for Earnhardt.
You know when you guys do that, then that makes my life more difficult. It's like,
hey, usually
guys, and I gotta sit here.
No, that's bullshit because I've started a thing where I say I actually hit my phone, okay, start it, boom, and I write it down.
The thing is, she used to listen to all the Ramblecasts, you know, and like them.
She still does. She listens to every show, but she's not like listen to the show twice.
But now, I had an excuse for not being prepared because I was embarrassed before we started recording.
Wow, Jack.
I was like, I'm in the room. I'm here. I can hear what you guys are talking about. Anyway, I don't know when we started, but it's
we started about 10 minutes late. So
It's 9:05. Yeah. I'll listen to it and I'll go back and listen to it tonight.
I'm sure the listeners love this part. Mm-hmm. Hey, here's your commercial break, and here's the post-commercial break.
Let's be fair.
Don't know what the fuck's going on.
Let's be fair. They stop at the commercial break anyway and move on to another podcast.
I'm not saying that's what I do, but
these guys already peaked.
Well, do you guys have any like fun skits planned for today, or are you just kind of winging it?
Skits.
When have we ever had skits?
How can't you think this is our gang? The Little Rascals? Hey, kids, let's put on a show.
I don't know.
Hey, Spanky. Yeah, you know, Spanky got around.
Whoa.
Well, we could talk about what we've been watching lately. You know, the
Superstore has been our show of watching lately.
Oh, did you just now discover it?
Yeah, because we haven't had TV, like normal broadcast TV, and before Zach was born, I think, and since having a kid, we don't really watch TV. So it's like a show that's come on since then, and we haven't watched it all. And then
it has a fake Scott Baio on it.
Well, he was in Mad Men.
In Mad Men. He looks just like Scott Baio. I can't.
Just derail Jay's great telling of Superstar. I want to hear more.
Not that great, I promise. But
I know the listeners were falling asleep halfway through Jay talking. That's why I interrupted.
Oh, okay.
Good luck on Owen Bruce.
No. So it's a show that I wanted to watch. I mean, actually, I haven't really said this anywhere. It's not really anywhere public yet. But recently, I was impacted at Google, so I do not work at Google anymore. They shut down the whole retail org. Wait, so I am fun employed currently.
What?
What?
So one of the things I was doing during my unemployment was watching shows. So that was a show. I was like, let me watch this show. And then Colleen started watching it, and then she's been like all about it. So she kind of like stole the show that I was watching.
I watched the first six episodes and liked it, and for some reason I stopped. But it was funny. I mean, I enjoyed it.
When it came out, I think I missed the first episode. My sister was like, you should watch this thing called Super Show. It's kind of like it's like The Office, but not as good. I mean, I like it. I've watched it since the very beginning. I also like the girl that plays Cheyenne because
She's hilarious.
Yeah, but she was on like six or seven episodes of Shameless, and that's where I knew her from. So it gave me a reason to watch. I was like, I know that one actress.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
yeah. Cheyenne's great. Mateo's great. Like it's very much of the vein of The Office. I think it's one of the main producers or something of The Office has done this show, so it's it definitely echoes.
And Scott Baio is hilarious.
But it's a fun kind of ensemble comedy show. If you like The Office, you'll like it too.
They haven't put it on Netflix yet, have they?
No, it's on Hulu.
It's on Hulu. We just canceled our Hulu
because they're in there like the third or fourth season now, so.
The fourth season, so I think we're in the fourth season right now. But it's been really good. Like it's a good show.
Hmm?
But yeah, and not to bury the lead of the being unemployed thing, but everything's fine. Don't worry, everything's gonna be okay. I'm fine.
You can get a job at Superstore.
you want to move to Colorado, Jay? Just pick up and leave.
Everything's fine. I'm just drinking and watching shows right now.
Yeah. Well, no. So Google is very kind. They're like, well, we can get you a job in Mountain View or Austin and Pine. Was like, no.
Yeah, we got two kids. We got roots now. We're not going.
Well, she loves this house. She's like, we're not moving. I'm like, okay. Well,
then you could have burned. You know what? Burn the house down.
Yeah. I thought of you the other day, even though you're no longer working for Apple. But like, so for some reason, I don't know if it's some weird software update that Apple has screwed up. But
was that the one you were bitching about the other day?
Yeah, to Chris. Okay. So for some reason, certain songs don't want to play. It's some kind of weird permissions glitch.
Because they're shitty songs.
And so I contacted Chris about it, and he didn't understand how to do it. And I went to an Apple store, and they're like, oh, yeah, we had this glitch too. Yeah, there's no fix to it. I'm like, thank you, Apple people. You have been very helpful.
Wait, Chris said that?
No. It was some girl at the Apple store.
No, Chris gave a bullshit.
No, answer. Chris actually like threw the hammer down because like he was the first person I contacted, and he's like, let's just FaceTime. You know, get on your computer and then show me your phone. And I showed him the thing, and he called in like his Genius Bar into his personal office at the store. Wow. He's like, have you ever seen this problem before? And they're like, that's messed up, man. And then I'm like, yeah. And he's like, they were all like, how do you put your songs on your phone? I was like, I still do it the old-fashioned way. I own the songs, and I digitally copy them over to the phone. And they're like, how many gigs does your phone take up? I was like, oh, it's just 70 gigs. And they're like, 70 gigs of music? And I'm like, yeah. It's like, is that a whole lot? You know, and but they were like, yeah, we haven't seen that. And so I ended up just burning that album back on a CD and recopying it back onto iTunes.
What album was it?
It was The Best of Bread.
Some good shit there.
Yeah, some nice, easy listening, you know.
The Best of Bread.
Yeah.
The best of bread.
But it was
Boston's a good man, because when I worked at Apple and people would ask me to fix their shit, I'd be like, fuck you, I'm not working outside of my work.
Boston actually has a heart.
I really think I just caught
apparently it. I feel like a horrible person now for all the times people like ask me to like, it's like,
how many times I fucking ask you? I asked you and you go,
I know.
You have the contract at Apple Genius. I go, but isn't it something I could probably do it, but you need to go to Apple Genius. So I have to drive 20 miles out of my way, risk dying.
Well, I mean,
to ask a question.
Normally, yeah, I wouldn't have even bothered, Chris, but there's no Apple store in Fort Collins. I have to go to Boulder to go to the Apple store. I'm like, I'm not driving all the way to Boulder just to go to the Apple store.
We're going
to
open up an Apple store/marijuana shop in Boulder, Colorado.
No, in Fort Collins.
Fort Collins.
Yeah, because Boulder is already set.
I think we make more money in Boulder, though.
You could, because that's where all the money is. That's where all the yuppies live.
Screw Fort Collins. We're going to
fine. We don't want you here anyway. So, you know, it's like Owen Brews.
Wow. Damn. I dropped the subject. I was all fine with it now.
Cold-blooded.
Way to bring it back, Nick. I'll have to get this knife out of my back. Been watching a lot of Deadwood, so.
Anyway. Yeah, I started watching the movie, so.
I haven't seen it. I don't say anything.
I won't say anything.
It takes place in Deadwood.
Yeah.
I just really liked it.
Really?
I really liked the movie.
Oh, the movie. Okay.
I haven't watched the movie all the way through because I'm 40 and I fell asleep.
Christ, it's only an hour and a half.
I fall asleep. It just happens.
You do that thing like when you're sitting on a couch and then all of a sudden you're just like snoring in your mouth. Like,
yeah.
Jack, I
could be watching something I love.
Maybe the reason you're falling asleep is you're listening to Owen and Brews at the same time.
No. If I keep the lights on and I don't lay down, then I'm okay. But
you watch TV standing up.
Right? That would probably
be. I can empathize with Matt because Colleen, she's a night owl. She'll stay up to like 12. But by 10 o'clock, I'm getting tired and we're watching TV or something. And then I'll just kind of fall asleep on the couch. Like, I'm going to bed.
Ten to eleven, it's risky for me. Like for whatever reason, and this has just happened in the last like I don't know, like 4 years or whatever, where I will fall asleep. So there's certain things that I need to do to make sure that I don't.
Cocaine works great,
right? Cocaine.
We'll snort before the
a lot of coffee. I could actually snort some Starbucks via up my nose. That might help too.
I think in Jack's day they called it a toot.
A toot.
A little toot nose.
I don't know. I passed on that.
All right. Anyway, I really enjoyed the movie up until the moment that I fall asleep. So the drama is building and I need to find out how it's all resolved. But
Nick, have you started liking the show yet?
I was gonna bring that up. I like the show and I'm gonna finish it. But it's not. I can see why it was canceled. I like
it's no just, Swamp Thing.
Well, yeah,
what? Exactly. Shut your whore mouth, Nick. What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm just saying. Like, there's a lot of episodes where you're like, "What the fuck is going on?" And like, what? Why was that important?
What?
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Best show in television.
Yeah, like, there's three episodes about like.
But some of the dialogue and the writing, at least in the movie.
Oh, no, I like the dialogue.
So like, it's
the
like,
dialogue's like fucking Shakespearean level shit.
Yeah,
man.
Exactly.
Jam, you cocksucker.
I know, but it's beyond the cocksucer. It's all about the stuff that they say. The cocksucker.
We get it. You're obsessed with cocksuckers. It's fine. Like, if that's your thing, Nick. But seriously,
I know what the fucking problem is. In the Gem Saloon, they have a picture of Abraham Lincoln hanging up on the wall.
I was
turned him off right away.
It's supposed to be in the 1880s.
He's dead already.
He's been dead for 20 years. Why they still got his photo up? You know,
I mean, fairness, who is the president in 1880? Nobody gives a fuck about the president from 1880.
Yeah, they know they said it in one episode that Hayes is current the president. Yeah.
Who is?
Speaking of presidents, I'm finishing up the Hamilton biography by Robert Cheneaux, and it's fantastic.
He wasn't a president.
I mean, he practically was. He practically was during the Washington administration, but it's fascinating to learn like how treasonous and a horrible person Thomas Jefferson was. So, fuck you, Jefferson fans. Oh, I'm sorry, Nick. But also,
liberty must be refreshed from time to time.
So, like, again, Jefferson was actually going behind Washington's back to talk to the French ministers. Like, I don't listen to all this shit. We're going to actually do this. Behind the fucking president's back.
Wait, did it treasonous. He did it to Adams, too.
And he fucked Adams as well.
And he fucked Abigail Adams.
So not even mentioning, like, the whole having slaves and everything.
I'm going to throw it out there. It wasn't allegedly. He did it.
But Kayla... who is a good friend of the show. She was here for the podcast weekend, her first time.
She's my daughter.
Kayla Silva.
Kayla, but
there's another Kayla.
Well, she was so kind. Pretty soon. She sent a little thank you package to Colleen and I, and part of that, she sent me a book that I do want to read after I finish the Hamilton book. And I know this one Nick would probably really, really, really like. But it's Robert Cheneaux's next biography that he did called Grant.
Oh God!
Oh wow! Okay.
I'd like to read that after I read Hamilton.
Why is he picking all these awful people?
listen. You wouldn't have anything you have today without Alexander Hamilton. So shut up. And then also, I think Grant's like one I don't really know a lot about, other than he was an alcoholic and he won the Civil War against those damned Confederates.
Well, he was a bad business person.
He's a bad dude person, yeah. And like the only reason why he won is because he sacrificed hundreds of thousands of soldiers.
Listen, this is your biased Southern opinion. Let me tell you the little. let me give you the synopsis here from Grant. Ulysses S. Grant's life has typically been misunderstood all too often. His character as a chronic loser and an inept businessman, or as the triumphant but brutal Union general. But these stereotypes don't come close to capturing this complex figure. Like as Ron Chernow shows in this masterful biography.
As Ulysses Grant's great-great-great-great-great-grandson wrote.
Mm-hmm. Chernow traces the disparate stories in Grant's life from his lifelong struggle with alcoholism to his defeat of the legendary Confederate General Robert E. Lee, from his efforts to crush the Ku Klux Klan during his two-term presidency to the scandals that marred it, and finds the threads that bind them together. The definitive biography, Grant, is a grand synthesis of painstaking research and literary brilliance.
You already lost me.
Grant's life. Anyways, that one's next. And then either this one I'm going to start next, or I got this one, another great figure in history, Napoleon.
You can read that one.
I mean, you would like Napoleon's life, you Francophile. Jeez.
Just saying. He was a brilliant military strategist.
But anyway, but the Hamilton book is even better than the Broadway play, which is fantastic.
Work of fiction, we expect.
It's not a work of fiction. Shut up. But it's tragic because he's a fascinating person that essentially the federal government, as we know today, is thanks to.
Bad aim.
But he was so passionate about his beliefs. Like he wasn't good at politics, and he was so passionate about his beliefs, that he, you know, he got into this rivalry with Burr, and you know, which led to he got beefs with everybody. He had beefs with Thomas Jefferson, John Adams. Like he had so many because he didn't waver from his beliefs.
Is that where they got the term? What's your beef, dude?
Burr felt that he slighted him, you know, and damaged his reputation. That's why he kept losing elections, and so he wanted satisfaction, and he got
it. Which
is a fascinating person. Either
that is action.
But anyway,
well, cool.
That's my book report for today.
Well, thank you, because you're going to finish it, and I'm going to read Hamilton after you do.
That's what's
great. I only have like 50 pages left, so.
Okay.
This weekend.
I never understand when people who retire or are afraid to retire, like, oh, what am I going to do with my time? Because like, there's not to me like there's not enough time.
Well, you can't have a duel anymore.
Well, I'm just saying, like, there's so many books that I've purchased in my lifetime and I still have not read because I don't have the time to read them. Whereas, you know, if I was unemployed, like some people,
I would have so much time.
Oh my gosh.
You know what? Fuck you, Nick.
Oh man.
Oh god.
I'm living on the streets right now.
Funny.
No,
I've read Ball 4 five or six times. I used to read it every summer.
You gonna open up that arcade in your house to make money?
No, I'm trying. I'm getting my PMP certification for project manager during this time. And,
oh, okay.
That's costly.
I want to be a project manager.
Just trying
it's
to.
A good certification to have. It's just expensive.
It's the class is only like $1,500, which isn't bad. And then I already had the hours because that's what I did at Google.
But isn't it like $600, $600 or $700 to take the test every time?
Yeah, this is only $400, which is not bad. I mean,
that's a lot of pressure on the test, then.
It is. It's like a 200-question test. It's 4 hours. But I took a class where they kind of prepped you for it, and then I have a 21-day prep plan for the test.
That'd be expensive for me because I'm a terrible test taker.
Yeah, me too.
So I feel pretty good
about it. I wouldn't need the added pressure. That's what I'm saying. Oh, God, if I fail this, it's going to cost me $400. That's what'd be in my mind the whole time.
Number of PMIs, so I'm like... Either way, I think it'll be fine. I only have to basically get, 60-something percent correct out of all the different categories. So
60%? That's not even...
You can do that with your eyes closed.
That's an F. That's an F.
No, it's a D. Ds are 60%. So
nowadays, 60% is like a C+. I think
70% is a D? What school did you go to?
It was always 70 to 75 is a D.
Red
what? 75 to 83 is a C. 83 to 90 or 94 is a B. And then 94.
Holy shit.
What is
I've
what
never
is it,
seen that.
What is it if you skip the test and go to a Padre game?
Nothing. No. You get nothing.
That's life.
You get nothing. You lose.
I read an interesting theory the other day. I read an interesting theory the other day that actually Willy Wonka is actually a psycho killer.
I believe it.
If you think about it, he was the trauma. The trauma of having his secrets be sold made him a recluse, and everything after that is he. Because, if you really think about it logically, the pressure would have killed Augusta, whatever his name is.
Augusta.
The pressure would have killed him. It's like,
it was Augustus.
Augustus, yes. The fall.
Chocolate mommy.
The fall and the golden goose thing would have killed her. She would have had some kind of forced blunt trauma. It's like, Ed TV or whatever his name is.
Mike TV
would have been pulled apart, most likely by the taffy machine. It was like, they were like, wow.
They just de-atomized, essentially.
Yeah. And then it's like, and the fact that the Wonka machine only holds four people showed that he already had this plan that these kids would have been killed by the time he got there.
Roald Dahl is kind of a sick fuck, so it makes
right,
sense.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it is out of the mind of.
What about the wires on Charlie and Grandpa Joe? Fizzy lifting drink.
Well, that was another thing about that too. Is like if they hadn't have burped, they would have been chopped to bits. So it was like, so it was really Wonka's house of sicko, fun stuff.
I think the honest trailer for it was really fun. I think it was like Saw for kids was
right.
The
oh yeah,
I haven't seen that. Okay, that makes total sense though.
So I've been watching Barry.
Okay,
nice.
Oh, it's so good, isn't it? Did you finish season one?
No, I'm on. Just finished episode 7.
Of season one.
You did finish season one, because season one's only eight episodes.
It's eight episodes.
Well, it's the Padre games weren't so late, I could watch more TV.
So then you've made it past kind of like that big turning point in season one, where it's like, oh shit, this has gotten real.
Well, it's very dark.
Yeah.
It's funny and dark at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. I equate to like a comedy, a more comedy version of Breaking Bad, kind of.
I don't like the lead actress in it though. I don't like her character.
I think it's the point.
Yeah. Okay, good. She's just I just can't stand her.
I think she's like your stereotypical kind of Hollywood wannabe actress or whatever.
I mean, that's why
the moments that you sympathize with are probably more in season two.
All right.
Okay. I've only been one episode of season two, but
that's why Girls was really controversial as well, because she made characters that were mocking towards like how annoying the millennial generation is. You know, her parents had given her everything, but she was still whining that she didn't have anything. You know, at least that's the way it is in season one.
Well, I just think that there's aspects of her character that feel shallow, but I really like that aspect. That it's not, I don't know. It's anyway.
Well, it's good. I love it, Barry's like, it's one. It's this tale of this like Afghanistan vet, and how does he reacclimate to like normal society, and how did he or did he not, and became a hitman. So obviously he didn't really quite reacclimate to society.
So they stole the plot from Gross Point Blank.
I've never seen that one.
What?
And then, you see that. But then also it's this like kind of crack at Hollywood, or like as being a crack at actors and stuff like that, which is hilarious. Like Henry Winkler, and it's amazing.
He's so funny. He's so much different from he's very funny.
But apparently he insisted to audition for the show. Like they were like, we'll just hire you. But he was like, no, I want to audition. So
you've probably seen like where he goes and he auditions for the bit part. Like but it's like sad, but it's so good. Like he earned that Emmy. Like he did a really fantastic job.
Yeah, he's fun. He's funny in the show.
Another show that Bill Hader does with Fred Armisen, documentary Now. They just released season 3 on Netflix. Sad to hear that I don't think Bill Hader is actually in season 3. At least none of the episodes I've watched so far. So, really funny show if you like documentaries that are making fun of documentaries.
So a mockumentary?
It is a mockumentary all the way through. They actually pick on specific documentaries. And if you haven't seen the show, I wouldn't say like every episode is meant to be laugh out loud. Like some of them like actually kind of have some sincere kind of moments. While still being funny. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't say that every episode is my favorite, because they're all a little different. But I just love that creative duo coming together and making some really good TV. So documentary Now, if you haven't seen it.
I recommended a show to Jessica, the Canadian.
No, you didn't.
I'm pretty sure. I think you saw it, Nick. But I'll let you go ahead and talk about it, Nick.
That's what I was going to bring up. Speaking of documentaries.
I know I told Jessica about it, but she's claiming that I didn't. But that's okay.
Yeah. So
I didn't say it in French.
Maybe the last Saturday or last Friday, or whatever. No, maybe before that. But an HBO documentary called "The Cold Blue." Not the right title.
Yeah, Nick.
Oh, that's the thing you've been like talking about on Facebook and stuff.
Yeah, I just put up one thing. So like, hey, if you like World War II, and if you like the movie The Memphis Belle that came out in like 91,
which is an outstanding movie.
It's a great movie. Then you should check out this documentary. All the footage was made back in World War II, and I guess it just never got used. But it's an hour and a half, maybe hour or 10 minutes, something like that, documentary of just B-17 crews in World War II. And it's a great little documentary of just what it was like to be them and what their day-to-day life was like. And because like they don't get enough credit. Most, you know, a lot of times the Army or the Marines get the credit for World War II. But it's like, you know, more people died in the 8th Air Force or the 8th Air Corps, Army Air Corps, than anyone else.
But 40% of them.
Yeah, you had a 1 in 4 chance of living. And
I knew it was cold up there, but I didn't realize it was 28 below.
1 in 4 isn't 40%. But, hey, I'm not a math guy.
No, as in 24%.
Let me try. I thought he said 40%.
No, you...
I heard 40 as well.
You watched it?
No, you said 40. I thought.
Yeah, I said 1 in 4, but I
said 40. I thought it was 40%.
No, it was 25%.
The listeners can check the tape.
Maybe we'll ask John Lithgow.
All I know is that Jay needs to get about 120 questions right in order to pass that.
Nobody cares about Jay anymore. No, but it's really. But what
don't put any pressure on or anything.
What I found fascinating about at the end, they're the living. They have some, you know, living members of these they're like in their 90s, 95, 96.
There's not many World War II vets left.
Well, no one from the Memphis Belle is alive. Am I correct on that one, Nick?
That is correct.
Okay. But they had these guys talking, and you're like going, oh my God, they're you wouldn't know they're at that age because they were just so coherent. It's just so they just seem pretty good. I mean, they just
yeah, some of them they were like, I'm 93 years old, and you're like, no way, that guy looks great for 93, you know. And, but yeah, like going back to what you're saying, Jack, about the elevation and all that. Yeah, it's like being at when they're flying at that level. This wasn't a pressurized aircraft. And so it's like being on the top of Mount Everest in a plane. And so they had to just completely layer up. And they told one story about the co-pilot putting his hand on the plexiglass and his hand freezing to the glass.
Oh, God. And so they had his fingers cut off.
Yeah, his fingers cut off. And so it's just like, that's how cold it was up there.
It was fascinating. It was just listening to their stories, and it was just fascinating.
Well, yeah, and like one of the things I really
and you're welcome, Jessica.
Like one of the things I really took away from it is because you see all these guys in the plane with their machine guns, thinking like, oh, if a Nazi fighter pilot's coming, you can shoot at it. But they're talking about like, no, like it's so fast because a B-17 is not going probably more than 150, 200 miles an hour, and then you have a fighter going 450 miles an hour. It's just like a little, it shoots by you. It's like you think you can really shoot at this plane like you're crazy.
It's just wasted bullets, basically.
Yeah. So if you hit one, it's just dumb luck.
So in Memphis Belle, when was it, what's his name, the actor's name?
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston's ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, Tate Donovan.
Bro?
Tate Donovan. He takes over Harry Connick Jr. because he's never got to fight anything.
Right.
He shoots, I got him!
I got him.
Yeah. And then he takes out one of the American balloons. He takes out.
Right.
The fighter goes into that. So I guess that's all fake.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that everyone lucked up from time to time and actually shot one. But it's just, I can see where it would be really rare when you actually think about it.
Yeah, actually, Memphis Belle had a who's who. I mean, if you look back on it now.
Oh, the actors? Heck yeah. They had a great cast.
Yeah, Billy Zane.
Billy Zane, D.B. Sweeney,
yeah.
Sean Astin.
Who was the guy that was supposed to be in Back to the Future but wasn't good enough?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Jason, that one.
Red hair guy.
And the ginger.
The ginger.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Eric Stoltz.
Eric Stoltz.
Yes.
Then you have Modine.
Matthew Modine, who used to be in everything but not in anything anymore.
No, he was in Stranger Things.
That's right. There you go, Matt. There you go. Finally,
I'm around for something.
Hour of the podcast, you finally said something useful. Anyway.
Nobody's bitter or jealous.
Speaking of bitter and jealous, I feel bad for Chris. Looks like his Bruins are not going to make it
at Well, at least he was at the game.
Yeah, at least he was at
It's cool to be there.
Yeah. I mean,
I've never been to a championship game before. My father never took me to one.
I've been to a Stanley Cup game, but unlike Chris, my team won.
Jay, whoever your father was, Jay, you should be really bitter at him because he forced you to root for teams.
He knew
would never win.
No, I never forced anybody.
And here's the thing: so the one time they went to the World Series in my lifetime, one time.
Yeah,
he had two tickets to a World Series game.
No, your mom had two tickets,
and. Did he take his son, his only son? Nope.
Did you get to go to an All-Star game?
Took his wife.
Did you go to an All-Star game?
What's greater, though?
Yeah, an All-Star game or a freaking World Series game?
Nobody's like, oh, remember that.
And here's the thing. Say the Padres get into the World Series again one day, and say I happen to get two World Series tickets. There's not a chance in hell I'm not taking Jack to the damn World Series game.
Me. I'd take Colleen just despite him.
No, because Colleen's a Yankees fan. Like if I had three, then maybe Colleen.
Well,
if I had two, he would be the other one I'd take. But well, no, did he I, take I me? That. No.
Your mom, I'm getting a bad rap here. Your mom got the ticket.
Don't you think?
She's not a Padres fan. She was a Dodgers fan until she moved to San Diego. Even then, she's probably still a Dodgers fan.
Well, no, I told her, I said, we're only getting married if you disown the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but still, she's not really a Padres fan. She's a carpetbagger.
But
So are you, Jay?
Well,
I'm to the south, sure, but not, okay. I'm the only native San Diegan in
what was family. What was funny about the All-Star game Jay and I went to, I said, okay, Jay, we're gonna load up on food now. I want to sit there and watch the game. I don't have to keep getting up. Like, if someone comes along, you can get whatever you want, but we're gonna get our food now. Remember that, Jay?
Yep, I remember.
We sit down and they go, someone goes, I owned a mailbox, et cetera, then, and mailbox, et cetera, had this whole block seating. Oh, the food's free.
Oh, man.
But I didn't know that, so I spent, like, what, $40 on food, and I go, get whatever you want, Jay. I don't care. But you got to see an All-Star. How many people can say they've been to an All-Star game?
I mean, it's they happen every year.
Well, the World Series happens every year. Well, no, I guess there was a strike.
Yeah, just one. Only one in my lifetime the Padres have been to.
Well, I've been to two World Series games and they've lost.
Oh, that's great. I'm happy.
They lost them both. But I've been to playoff games where they won. I was at the game with the Padres where Steve Garvey hit the home run.
Again, I wasn't alive then.
Beat the Cubs.
That's great.
I haven't been to a Super Bowl, but I've been to some NFL championship playoff games.
I didn't get to a Charger game until they were almost out of San Diego.
Well, in fact, the last game that we saw was the last game
as San Diego Chargers we saw. That's the first time you took me to a Charger game.
Did you go?
Not bitter or anything, but it's fine.
Anyway.
So I've never asked Colleen this, and I didn't realize it. I mean, well, I know.
Now you know how I feel. Now you know how I feel about not being an Owen Bruce.
It's different. Matt's not your son. Matt's not your father.
Matt's not even a friend anymore.
Wow.
I don't even know who Matt is. Again, next to Jay, I think I've podcasted with Matt the longest.
That is true.
That's true. Yeah. Only.
I mean, that's like one of those things. Like, if you like around somebody too much, like you don't want to be around them anymore. Like, I can understand that.
I get it. I don't want to be around Matt. I get it.
Nah, I mean,
I'm being honest.
Even Paul Simon had to go out and do solo work from time to time.
Nick, what were you gonna say?
Oh, I was gonna say, because she's from Long Island, so shouldn't she really be a Mets fan?
Well, here's the thing.
Mets don't win.
I know.
Well, and that's where it is kind of bullshit. So. Colleen, her grandfather was a Dodgers fan when they were in Brooklyn, and then they left. So he was a heartbroken Brooklyn Dodgers fan, and so then he became a Mets fan because that was kind of the replacement Dodgers.
And the Mets were good back in the 60s.
Well, late 60s, 69.
Yeah.
So he was a lifelong Mets fan. But Colleen's dad is a Yankees fan, so they're all Yankees fans. Runner. But her dad's clearly just a fucking bandwagoner, and fuck this shit.
I follow a couple people on Facebook.
But again, if you've been to Long Island, I mean, really, it's all they have. Like, Long Island sucks. Their life's awful. So they can have the Yankees. That's fine.
If you live in because
San Diego's an amazing city.
You know, I follow people on Facebook. It's funny how it's funny how they seem to support the team that wins every year. It's like all of a sudden they're like a Red Sox fan, or who won the Stanley Cup?
Well, they're my Eastern Conference.
Capitals. They're like going, I'm noticing a trend here.
All of a sudden, they're like Blues fans, you know?
Yeah, there'll be tons of Blues fans. I don't think I've ever met a Blues fan in my life.
So here's my question to you, like, and because I agree, because again, I guess you know Jack raised me, so I have the similar viewpoints on sports fanship, but. What do you say to people that are, say, a fan of some sports team and then they move to a city that has a major league sports team? Are they allowed to root for that new sports team, or do they have to stay loyal, or can they have both? Can they have like,
well, wait, does the old city have a team in that league?
So this guy, and again, he's a little cliche, but he is a Yankee. He was a Yankees fan when I worked with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he moved to Chicago. And then became a Cubs fan as the Cubs finally won a World Series. So rooting for the Cubs.
How convenient. Right.
You're talking about David Gott?
No. And
I ain't rooting for the fucking Marlins.
Another team went to the playoffs like the next year. Maybe it was the Astros or something. And then he had like an Astros hat on. I was like, okay, this is too far. I'm sorry.
I say bullshit.
Because he was just like, I know that Jeter was my favorite player, so I'm always going to be a Yankees fan, and also Cubs are my home team. But my aunt loved the Astros, so I also root for the Astros. So let's go Astros. That's too far.
Lucky none of my family roots for the shitty teams.
Like, I don't know. It's a little too much.
Me moving to a town that actually, you know, had a fairly good sports teams in L.A., I only went to Dodgers games when the Cardinals were playing, and I rooted for the Cardinals because that's who I've always rooted for. However, because the Dodgers went basically back-to-back and sucked both years, I did not root for the Dodgers because I was like, if they win, L.A. is always known to riot, and I don't want my shit burned to the ground. So
that's why San Diego has shitty teams. We don't want to destroy our lovely city.
Yeah. So I rooted for Houston. I was like, I'm not, you know, I don't want the Dodgers to win.
Well, I hate the Dodgers, so I root for anybody playing. It's like now the Chargers, whoever's playing them, I'm a fan of that team.
Yeah, Jay, you should have seen, like, I think my first game I went to, you know, like, yeah, you know, they always give you free shit at the baseball games from time to time. They gave me a Dodger T-shirt, you know, so I was like, oh yeah, sure, I got it.
Everyone needs toilet paper.
I wore it one episode of here, and all I heard from Jack the entire time was like, "What are you wearing? Don't you ever wear that T-shirt again while we podcast?"
Okay. I'm in charge.
That's about right. Now, to me, like, because Padres are number one, but I always like the Angels and A's, so I kind of sub root for the Angels and A's.
Growing up, the A's were my American League team.
Yeah, I think it's fair to have like a secondary team to root for, but you know, when push comes to shove,
American League team, or if your heart is your main team's National League, you can have an American League team, and I've always like split between the Angels and the A's.
Yeah, when I did sports talk, I mean, with this other guy.
Oh, that's right. You were on the show with me. That's right.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Anyway.
You were that long-suffering Colts fan where you had that bad season.
Okay, but see, I would also root for – I would always pick, like, an NFC, like, weak team of the year. Like who's really shitty that I want to kind of, like, secretly root for and hope that they, like, come, you know, go someplace. So – you know, I would always have kind of like a sympathy pick, you know, and it would kind of float around a little bit.
Well, I had that too. Like when the Royals like went to the, I was like, I was rooting for the Royals, like a small market team, yeah. Or even the Astros, like they were so shitty for so long. I was like, okay, that's cool. They won. Like, so like or the Cubs too. Like, I think everyone was rooting for the Cubs when they went to the
World Series. It's not like you're going out and buying like the hat and the jersey.
You weren't rooting for the Cubs?
Die hard. You're
no, I agree. Like, I'm not gonna buy a Cubs hat. Like, I can't own the Cubs.
Right, exactly.
Well, they're playing Cleveland. Cleveland suffered a long time too.
That was
So it's like, okay. I mean, I remember 84 how obnoxious the Cubs fans were.
Yeah, but they,
when we beat them, they're like, you couldn't just say, hey, congratulations, Major League.
No, the Cavaliers won, so at least the city won something.
Yeah, right. We know that because now that everyone goes, San Diego, the longest drought of not having a championship.
All right. We've talked about sports, but we haven't talked about, like, Women's World Cup. I know
the 13-0.
13-0.
Did you watch Thailand's goalie, though? That's like the worst goalie I've ever seen, ever.
Well, can I be – in a soccer match, a soccer game, what do they call it, match game – I don't think any goalie shouldn't have 13 shots in a game. That's bad defense.
Yeah, but I'm just saying there's a few goals where she is literally just standing there, like I don't see them coming at all. Oh shit, they're right in front of me. Well, then they kick the ball in. You're like,
at some point, like it was. Yeah, she probably is going to have PTSD about that game.
Well, maybe after a certain point, you go, okay, I'm tired of getting hit by the ball.
Can we just talk about how it's kind of BS? They kind of gave the U.S. women's team crap. They were celebrating the win. Like, they still won. Right. They kicked ass. Like, who gives a shit?
Well, they said the fact that they kept going.
There's no correct response anymore because someone's going to bitch.
Right.
Well, I mean, you don't let up. You don't let up in a game.
Yeah.
I think you're at a top level, okay? We're not talking about, like, this is a friendly match or this is just, you know.
This is the World Cup.
Goals and goal differentials.
That's right.
You're in charge of Owen Bruce.
that was the argument I heard too, is that you know, on certain, like, let's say the U.S. girls get to another game and it's a tie, they look at things like that, like how many mm-hmm. points did they beat. So it's
that's like college football, that they run up the score because that matters when they decide who's for number one.
And then not only that, but then they made history. I mean, come on, the most goals ever scored in a World Cup game and the biggest rout ever.
That's a season for most team, 13 goals.
I mean, Morgan, I mean, she's well on her way to having the golden boot now. It depends. They got a big target on their back now. I mean, they were already the champs from last
4 years ago.
World Cup. And so, you know, but now they're the big bad. So it'll be interesting to see.
Well, they're our only hope because we know the men's team's going to suck again.
If they even make it.
Yeah.
Right. But gosh, yeah, it was obviously a fun game to watch if you're a USA fan and you're just like, I just want to see goals. Like, I was at work and I had to go get some paper to cut it down. And so I left, went to the other room, and I came back and they had already scored 2 goals. I was like, what the fuck happened? I just left for 3 minutes.
Did you see the goalie?
Yeah, and I just terrible. So, that was just in the beginning of the second half, and so but yeah.
Well, who did they beat? Who did they beat?
Thailand.
How did Thailand qualify if they're that bad?
I don't know, but they qualified clearly.
Is it like the millennials that everyone can be in? Is that just
no?
How do you lose? A team should not lose in the World Cup. I don't care how bad you are. 13. You should not lose 13 to nothing in a soccer game.
Yeah, 32. Because it goes down to 16.
Am I right? Am I overstepping my boundaries here? But no team should lose 13-0 in a soccer game. There's no way.
There's been other teams that have lost 11-0 and 10-0. So
then you know what? That team should never be allowed back in the cup again. It should be like a penalty.
I do think that, like, the whole stoppage time, like, if it's that great, like,
yeah, don't add any stoppage
time. Why have stoppage for sure. time? Like, just call it. Like, I mean, that just seems ridiculous, but. Anyway, congrats to the women's world, the U.S. women's world team. My words are slipping because I did start out the night with a little bit of gin in my California mug.
Oh, nice!
Yeah. So
where'd you get the California mug from?
Back in the day, Texas. When I went there.
Texas.
I got it in Texas.
Get all my California mugs.
And in Texas.
No, like back in the 80s or whatever.
Back from the future.
Technically, you probably got it from China.
But. Yeah.
I don't see the stamp.
Made in Taiwan.
I don't know.
In the 80s? Yeah, probably, yeah. Probably. That's my guess.
All right. Jack, don't you have an email?
We do have an email. Let me see if I can find it. All right. It's from Joanne with a plan. Says Jack, Chris, Nick, and Matt. Well, there's no Chris today. He's soaking his sorrows in some beer.
No, I'm sure he'll punch through his feelings.
You guys all saw that fight. It was Boston fans fighting each other.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
I don't understand. I don't understand how. I've always wondered why fans from the same team. Why are you fighting?
Again, they're not called massholes for nothing.
I mean, it was a pretty good fight.
I mean,
it's the same city that wants to have a straight pride parade. Come on.
You know how it is, though. It could be like bandwagon fans, or it could just be someone who's like, I'm a better fan than you are because I know who every person who played shortstop from 1980 to present.
All right. Like, okay. All right. I'm that guy.
Yeah. Exactly. And then some people's like, I just want to watch the game, man. You know? And
then it's the headquarters of Barstool Sports. It's the headquarters of Bro Central. Like, it's true. They just got to own what they are.
I had season tickets for the Padres in 85, and this guy in front of us knew nothing about the game of baseball. So we called him Mr. Knowledge to his face. Tell us more, Mr. Knowledge.
You're such an elitist.
But he literally didn't do nothing about it. It's like, God, that's not who it was.
Who cares? If he's just there and happy, why do you care?
This poor guy.
But he thought it was great. He thought he was telling us he was like it's like Cliff Clavin telling you all the stupid information that he knew nothing about. You're like going, no, that's not who it will be. In my head, I'm going, that's not who it will be. All right, tell us more, Mr. Knowledge. He took it as a compliment.
Oh, why? But, yes, I am.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm going to read the email.
He didn't know shit. First, full disclosure.
Jack reads the emails? You trust him to read these things?
Yeah.
I can read it.
It's just one thing he's got to do. You know?
You want to read it, Matt? I don't care.
No, no, it's fine. No. I want to hear Jack read this.
First disclosure, I'm fully in the Marriott camp, especially having reached a lifetime top-tier status. But I own no stock in them, just end up staying at them for most, almost all travels.
What are you talking about? I don't know.
Just end up staying at them for almost all travel. I had one of Drake's things.
What? Oh. Okay, I'll take over. One cool thing Marriott has added over the past year or so.
Marriott. I missed that part.
So on our previous...
Didn't I say Marriott?
I didn't hear that.
I don't know what you're saying. Let's just say it's taking effect, Jack.
You know what? I had my California gin.
I did have my gin. All right.
Are Nick and I the only ones that have our sense of mind right now?
We are. I'm only getting beers in. Jay, for a little context and for everyone out there, I think in a previous episode, I talked about probably getting in like Hilton Honors and getting on probably United
or whatever. Some things aren't all about you, Nick.
No, I'm just saying like what we talked about.
Hilton Honors is great. We've been on it for a while.
I talked about staying at the Marriott on the last show.
Did you? Okay. I wasn't sure. Like what we were talking about.
Yeah, remember we were talking about.
It's all about you.
We were talking about breakfasts and stuff like that.
Look, yeah, okay, fine, Matt. Remember
how we talked about breakfasts and stuff like that in the Marriott?
No, I'm the asshole.
No, I'm getting testy with this gin.
He's an angry drunk.
When everyone thinks of gin, we think about the blackouts and the anger that comes from gin.
Yeah, probably. I'm really sorry.
He's a MASH fan. That's why he's drinking gin.
You're clearly in the Owen and Brews club, so I don't really want to pick on you that much.
Just go ahead and drink. I'm not. Just go ahead and take it towards me.
All right. One cool thing.
Owen knows Jack's
over the past year or so, at least in everyone I have stayed at, is a free internet TV option. Well, Joanne, not at the one I stayed at, unfortunately. Fuck Columbus.
But was it really a Marriott, or did it have like?
No, yeah, it was.
Were the T's messing at the end? It was just Marriott.
Oh, it was the Embassy Suites.
Was it Marriott?
Which is Marriott, the Embassy Suites.
Then it's not a Marriott though.
The menu always includes Netflix, Pandora, and YouTube. Sometimes they have Hulu and HBO Go. Ooh. For Hulu and Netflix, you still need an account for an email address you can use to sign up for a free trial. This includes all chains from the inexpensive Town Place Suites to the fancy JWs. I really like the ones, maybe half of them, where you have an access code on your phone or laptop, so you do not have to type in your email address and password to log in. On a side note, I always find it interesting that the cheaper the hotel chain, the more cable TV options you get. I have stayed at some very nice hotels that seem to have one ESPN channel, maybe all the main networks, a bunch of business channels, and a foreign language channels. And then I have stayed at Super 8 type hotels, and they have every channel imaginable, plus free high-speed internet. And then there is foreign travel, CNN World and Business or BBC News being the main English language channels with some sports, but the sports are typically snookers, whatever that is, some type of billiards game, and cricket, and occasionally rugby. In England, all of their soccer games are blacked out. That's bullshit. At least in Germany, they do show local soccer, including their lower tier teams. Joanne. Thanks, Joanne, and I apologize again to Nick for shitting on his Hilton experience.
I also like the Marriott. Just saying, I've stayed at Marriott a few times.
Apology accepted.
Do what?
Said apology accepted.
Sorry.
I haven't accepted any of your apology yet. No one's apologized.
Yeah, exactly. Why should we be sorry?
Yeah.
Don't turn this into a Disney movie where I'm going to cry at the end.
No one cried when Old Yeller died.
No, thank you, Joanne.
Really see the dog get shot, so you don't know.
Have you guys seen Chernobyl yet? Oh, you've seen it, right?
We've talked about it.
Yeah.
I decided that I would rather watch Black Mirror instead of turning on Chernobyl. I thought, which one's scarier?
Equally depressing. Yeah.
Yeah, equally depressing, but also fictional. Watching Chernobyl.
Well, apparently the Russians have said that our version of Chernobyl is fictional, and they're making their own, which they clearly did not get the message of the last episode of Chernobyl.
No.
Well, clearly,
you got a Russian gulag.
No. Yeah. They're not advanced enough to have their women's soccer team also make it into the World Cup. So instead, we got.
You're gonna start a fucking war, Matt. Calm down. We have a lot of listeners.
They hosted the men's
Soviet Union.
Jack. I'm sorry, Russia. I'm sorry. I watched Chernobyl. Russia.
All right.
It's on fire.
Yeah. You know, you were cheering for me. And if we could all get along, tear down that wall, go with Jack.
I do love that the mockumentary, or whatever, like it was 20 for 20, yeah, or whatever. Yeah. Who would have known that this incoherent rambling of this boxer at the end would have changed the world?
The worst part was I've been saying that since I saw the fucking movie. Did I get a little something for it? No.
Not because you didn't actually do anything with it. You just sat in your room.
I talked about it. So. I talked about it a lot.
I can change.
You change, I change, we all change.
Yes.
My kid's gonna be like 10 years older when I get back. Hey.
That's what's kind of cool about, or the second Creed movie was just kind of following Ivan Drago. You haven't seen Creed 2 yet?
No.
I thought you went and saw that with mom.
No, we were going to go see it, then something happened.
Oh no, you gotta see it.
He took some Mentos. I'll
probably watch it on the plane going to San Diego.
Oh, damn. Okay, well, I won't say anything then.
Yeah, don't say it. Don't spoil it.
I don't want to now. Cause
I met Drago.
You met Dolph Lundgren?
Every fucking time you say this. We went to that, we were on that podcast panel with, in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Rob Cesternino.
Yeah, he walked right by me. Hey, Dolph Lundgren. He shook my hand.
Nice. Are you sure it wasn't Flash Gordon?
No, it wasn't Flash Gordon.
Flash.
I took a swing at him, though. I said, you're not juicing now. I know that.
Did you see that video happen about 3 weeks ago? Where was he? Where that guy tried to drop kick Arnold Schwarzenegger?
He did.
Oh, yeah.
He hit him from behind. Yeah. And Arnold said, no, I'm not going to press charges.
Well, he didn't even budge. He just kind of turned like,
no, he knocked. I thought he knocked him down.
Everybody's trying to be a Justin Bieber. What I mean?
Yeah, what's with Justin Bieber threatening my BFF? And what the fuck?
I did love Danny DeVito's response, though.
Yeah, it was
fun. Yes. Tell you what, though, I wouldn't want to fight Danny DeVito.
No shit, right?
I don't think you can hurt him.
I mean, low to the ground.
Low to the ground.
He's definitely the odd job.
Yeah.
If you've played Golden
Eye. Played Golden Eye. But like, if you see him on It's Always Sunny, like I would not fuck with that guy.
Now you've seen Ian McGregor? What's the
McGregor? Technically Tom Cruise is low to the ground too.
That's true.
He's just slim.
Comment earlier, and I know Nick had also commented on Gail's post about it though. But I had said like, look, I've seen Taxi, I've seen It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Those characters came from someplace deep inside Danny, and I don't want to meet that person. No.
Plus, he's drunk all the time. I think he's drunk in like real life all the time.
I don't know if he's. I haven't followed him in a long time, but he used to do that. Like everywhere he would go, when he took a picture, like on vacation, he always would take his shoe off, and it would just be his big toe. And he did that for years.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but it was hilarious because like you'd see like this beautiful shot and then just a big toe in the shot. Like, that's how
Sergeant Hulka is our big toe.
Yeah.
What movie? Don't say it, Nick.
It's either Stripes or MASH or something. So you know Stripes.
Matt, do you have a guess?
Stripes.
Rocky 2.
It's Stripes.
Rocky 2. Stripes, Rocky 2.
Why would that be in Rocky 2?
I don't know. I think we should just call this episode The Big Toe.
The Big Toe.
Yeah.
From Kokomo.
Oh, man.
Or we can come up with something better. But
I don't know.
Are we wrapping up the show? Is that happening
I think
right now?
That's what I was trying to do.
I think let's wrap it up.
I gotta do a potty break.
I got to do are you doing the afterlife thing show we do?
The afterlife. The afterlife. Yeah. Like,
wow. I can't because I got to wrap Zach's presents. And I.
What do you mean you can't? You're not working?
I have to go wrap Zach's presents.
Be a good dad.
All right.
Be a good dad.
Who, me or him?
You know, this show is running.
We already know you aren't a good dad. I still have a chance.
I can't wait to take Zach to the World Series. I'll take Zach and Alex to the World Series. No, sorry, Jay, I only got 3 tickets.
Look, Papa. That guy's running the wrong way. Tell him. Stop him, Papa.
Jay's going to be the head coach this week.
Oh, I know.
And he sent me a note, hey, can you help me coach? I said, sure, but I take my orders from Zach. Did you hear this?
I don't know what to do for our practice. I guess we just like have them throw the ball to each other and then practice hitting. I have no idea.
Well, since you didn't listen to the podcast, you didn't hear the story what Zach did to me.
No.
They weren't there. All right, so they only had one coach.
Don't tell the listeners.
Just now they want to hear it again. They had only one coach.
This is just gold. I don't know why. I don't know why I've invited him on Own and Brews yet. I just
the one head coach. Your head coach was the only one there because you were off doing something. As you know,
they only had a toy show that weekend, I think,
and they only had 3 players. So I said, I'll come out and help you. So he goes, yeah, stand behind Zach and tell him. And Zach goes, no, Papa, you go to second base. You tell the people where to run. And he goes, Zach, your coach. He goes, no, Papa, you. That's where my daddy stands. That's where you stand. I go. So for both teams, I just stayed there because Zach made me stay there. So this kid on the other team from first base runs to second base. He runs right by the base and just keeps running almost to the next field. I go, dude, come back. Come back. So who yells at me? Who yells at me that I didn't do the job right?
Zach.
Zach. Papa, you're supposed to tell him to stop at second base. I go, I know, Zach. I'll make it up to you. We'll go to the World Series.
So where was he in the field at this point when he's yelling at Papa?
No, he waited until he came back on the field.
Oh, okay.
He sat there. Well, no, he was playing third base. He waited until after the inning game over.
So you're saying he's like his grandpa and holds on to a grudge.
Well, I mean, at least he was classy about it and waited till, you know, the appropriate time to criticize your performance.
But he's loud, so everybody heard him.
He didn't yell at you on the field as they're like, "What are you doing?" Like, he waited until you guys were, you know, it changing.
I've coached that way for years. There's nothing wrong with that.
He just throws his hat down.
It's like there's a Will Ferrell sketch like early on SNL when he. He's like the drunken dad in the audience.
Oh,
get on,
yes,
the bag! Get yeah. on the bag!
That's a good one.
I will find you.
He did come over and kick dirt on my shoes. So I was like, all right, I apologize, Zach. But if you like this show and all the other shows on the Jay and Jack Podcast Network, we have the broadcast. They're doing a little. Was it Little Sisters?
Big Little Lies. But
Big Little Lies.
Little Lies is
a TV show. The Amazing Race is going strong.
Wait, that's still on?
Yeah, the Ramblecast is going. Survivor when it's on.
Stranger Things.
Westworld. And I think that's about it.
Yeah.
That we have on the Jay and Jack Podcast Network. At least the ones that matter. But you can help support those shows. Go to jayandjack.com. Little button says become a patron. You can donate 1 to 1 million. And that's all it is. It helps us. And there's also, if you shop Amazon.
Who doesn't?
And who does? Everyone shops Amazon. Go to jayandjack.com. Little button there says Amazon. You click on it. It looks like your normal Amazon page. And you can buy everything but Star Wars movies.
You're great, show kids. One in a big toe.
Maybe someday you'll get a stupid hat. I don't know. But
we got to thank our patrons too. But
I have it written down. I have it. So, you know.
Can we get to it? Because I got to.
This is my podcast, not yours. I'm the producer. Stay over there.
All right.
We thank Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rittner Glaffler, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, and the Creepy Letter Carrier, and Drake the Destroyer. And thanks again, Drake, for visiting me and dropping off a package that I've been enjoying this episode.
Yeah, but they know that.
Time.
No, it's not when he sent me a note, I said, no, I don't want any more brownies. I'm good.
Or that's all we eat, like little pieces of it. I'm supposed to eat the whole brownie at once.
He told me to eat the whole damn thing.
Because he was fucking with you.
Well, he did fuck with me. He won. He won.
Oh, man.
Now, Drake's a good guy, though.
Yeah. Jack had the longest shower of his life.
You know, I don't like to. I'm not a person that keeps bringing up the same jokes.
No, not at all.
Fucking wife, if she says, "Hey, you're gonna take another long shower," every time I say I'm taking a shower, it's not funny anymore. It's been like a month. It's not funny.
But here's
anymore.
The thing. Here's wow. the thing. You have conditioned her for 30 years. Like you cannot.
33 years.
You cannot 33 over 30 years. You cannot expect her not to hold that over your head for the rest of your life.
I know.
Which, in all fairness, probably won't be another 33 years. So I think you're still winning out on this deal.
Ouch.
Yeah, I would be 89. Almost. I'd be 90.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
you know, that's when Matt was like, "Hey, you want to be on the show?"
Oh shit! He died.
So close.
I was just wondering why I spoke like Jim from Taxi.
That's when you got older.
You know who else has to take a long shower? Jay's urinal. I want to make sure
golden that Jay's having another golden shower. There we go.
Got to pee so bad. I've had to pee for like an hour.
Well, that's
great show. Kids,
is one mistake. You go before you.
I did. But I drank this whole bottle of water while I was here.
What are you going to do when you're 90, like me?
Depends, man.
It works great.
It'd probably be on Owen and Brew's barbecue.
But I hope the Owen and Brew barbecue show is short.
I'm excited to be on Owen and Brew's tomorrow because it's been a while since I've been on. So
yes.
Be great.
Great.
I'm excited to talk about this arcade one-up Star Wars arcade.
You're boring the Ramblecast listeners. They've already... They said, fuck it.
But it still looks like Matt and I are talking about, like, oh, it'd be great to have it. It's a really rare machine. It's really expensive. And holy shit, they're making like an affordable home version. Like, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, that arcade. Okay, we'll talk about it.
And it has Empire and Return of the Jedi on it, too. Fuck.
Right. I'm in.
Not the Nintendo versions, though.
The Atari arcade.
Yeah.
And it looks like the fucking arcade. It looks great.
Yeah. Looks good.
So. Anyways, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Owen and Brews, the people that are invited.
I'm not coming on. I'm holding my ground.
Great show, Jack.
Great show, kids. One in a million. Hasta luego and goodbye. See you next Tuesday. And Nick, what do you usually say? I don't know. I can't remember.
I usually say, see ya.
See ya. And Jay, thanks for joining us. It was a pleasure having you on the show.
Thanks.
I said that as polite as I could.
It was very sincere.
I can't believe you're going to do two podcasts in 1 week.
Well, these are pretty short.
Yeah, Owen Brew is fun. Like, it's a really enjoyable experience.
We actually keep it to an hour. You know, I try to keep it.
I don't want to say it's just like the co-hosts on it are like really good. Like, it's just a really, you know, enjoyable time.
Yeah, you know, it sounds like I got to get some more co-hosts because look what I have to work with. It's kind of like
this show, but like without you. And it's really nice.
Why does my back hurt? Why does my back hurt? It's carrying everybody on this network.
Jesus.
Everybody on this network. It's killing me.
Oh, man.
Well, Jay, thanks for joining us for the last time. The Ramblecast After Dark. We appreciate you at the last minute agreeing to do it. That was great.
Oh, jeez. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of memories.
All right, bye. Do you guys stop this thing, or what do you do? I don't know.
I'm
just waiting for Jack.
Oh, okay.
I kick little buttons to stop. There we go.
Okay, well, can you hit it?
Back it off.
I gotta go. I gotta go pee.
Can't touch it. I can't touch it.